Inside the first episode of Inside the Huddle with Coach Zwan. I'm Austin Williams here with
Coach Bill Zwan. Yep.
So you're back home now, getting ready for another away game. The first game we had a win. The
Big
first,
win.
yeah, the first half though, how did you feel going into the break? How did it feel getting points on the board, being down 14 and 0?
Yeah, well, the first half was kind of, I think we were in a feeling out process. We changed our defense over the summer. So we're in a three-man front now. And we struggled to stop Bentley on third downs. So they had the ball for a lot of the first half. When we had the ball, we moved a little bit, but we fumbled once. We had to punt once. So we didn't get points on the board on those two occasions. And then all of a sudden, Bentley starts holding on to the football and getting first downs, and they get some points on the board. So when it got to 14-0, not that I was concerned, but I just didn't feel good about where we were because we just didn't have the ball enough. So it's hard to really set up an offense when you don't have the ball. And then defensively, it was hard to figure out how we were going to stop them because we were struggling to stop them. But then we got the ball, went down the field, and scored a touchdown right before the end of the half. To get it to 14-7, a nice little play. Cooper Jordan with a little shuffle pass to Thatcher Miller that got us the touchdown. Coop made a couple of really nice runs in there. So we go in at 14-7. Obviously, we feel a lot better about that. Our kids are a little bit excited because we're back into the game and it feels like we're starting to do the right things. But the truth was, we still had to figure some things out. We were making some first game mistakes. And in particular, defensively, we really weren't tackling real well, and we weren't getting any stops. And that was really a big concern going in at halftime.
And then did you, like, during the break, did you guys, like, talk it out? Did you, like, come up with a new game plan, or was it more like key points you needed to happen that you wanted to make sure
Yeah,
actually
so you don't
happened?
really come up with a new game plan. You just kind of adjust a little bit. Some of the adjustments we made worked in the second half. And in particular on offense, we decided we got to get the ball down the field a little bit more because we didn't have the ball enough. So we may have to attack more. We couldn't really just kind of sit there and run the offense if we weren't going to get the ball enough. There are new rules this year, so they definitely had an effect. They don't stop the clock after first downs. They basically just get it rolling right away. You don't stop the clock if you go out of bounds until there's 2 minutes left in a half. So not only were they controlling the clock, but the clock was moving faster than it normally does. So we had to kind of start playing with the clock a little bit. And it really wasn't until the fourth quarter that we got the ball enough to really start to do some things offensively. And we made a couple of good stops that we when we had to defensively. And again, a couple of mistakes that almost cost us. We took a safety on a kickoff return that, put them up by nine, which kind of was made it look like that could be the difference in the game, but luckily we made a couple of good plays down the stretch and got it done.
Was did you think, like, after the game, any, like, player feedback that they kind of, like, felt on their own or that you specifically had for them that they felt were needed?
Well, I think that the number one thing is when you come out of there with a win, it's always e much easier to correct mistakes after a win. You're not really yelling, that you feel like you're teaching more than you're yelling about the game, and the kids can handle that a little bit better. We did have some really good play. Cooper Jordan was the PSAC East Player of the Week, and he had a great first football game for the season. Juju Jordan made some really nice catches. Deshaun Seals made some nice catches. Jay Williams gets in the end zone there at the end. Thatcher Miller had a nice game. I thought our offensive line played pretty good. Not great, but pretty good. And but there's a lot of, like, movement penalties, a lot of special teams mistakes, things that you do in the first game. You have mistakes in the first game, but I've been doing this for a long time, so I know we're going to have mistakes in the first game. So we always try to stay on top of it and get in front of the mistakes, and we didn't do a good job of that. So I was disappointed that we had so many mistakes in the first game, so many first game type mistakes, but we got to clean that up this week because we're against a team like Slippery Rock, that's a playoff caliber team on a regular basis. You can't make those kind of mistakes. Those mistakes come back to haunt you. That safety could have easily lost the football game for us. And against Slippery Rock, a play like that may lose the football game for us. So we have to play a lot smarter next week.
So going up against Sleepy Rock, is there any big things you're already like planning to ahead that you're going to have to like deal with in the game? Or,
well, one of the things you always talk about as a coach is you look at the improvement from week one to week two. You know, we played a lot of transfer kids. So when you really looked at it, Connor Noble, who really played well, Shane Mosley, who really played well, Brody McAndrew, Dewan Dandridge, Juju. Let's see, who else was in there? We've had about six or seven transfers playing for us for the first time. John Haynes. So I think to a certain extent, you look at them and they're a little bit older kids. So you just kind of think they're going to be fine. You know, hey, they've probably have played in enough games. But the reality is those guys transferred us because they weren't playing at other places. So they really didn't have that kind of playing experience. And you could see there were a couple jitter moments for those guys too, even though most of them played pretty well. So we had a lot of new faces out there, even though have a lot of kids returning from last year's team. So I think that it didn't catch me by surprise. Like, I wasn't shocked by it, but I was probably a little bit surprised that some of those guys didn't handle it better than I thought. So now I feel like going into the second game, they got that first game jitters out of the way. They're getting to understand the offense and the defense better. So I really feel like going into this game, we're going to be ahead of where we were a week ago. And I feel like those types of things we can likely get past. So that's what my expectation is going in.
You know, it sounds pretty good. I know, definitely starting even like classes again for the first time. That first yeah. week can be daunting. I can't imagine being in a game and like how that would be for me. So.
And truthfully, a couple of guys like Deshaun Jacobs and Darryl Brown, who's a true freshman. Deshaun's a redshirt freshman playing for his first time. So both of them had kickoff returns in there. And we had a bunch of guys on our special teams who were first-time players. And some of the guys did pretty well. So, yeah, that first week, you get it out of the way, you come away with a win. Obviously, had we not won that game, it would have been really – this radio show wouldn't be as fun for sure. But – yeah, the whole week would not have been fun. And as hot as it was this week. So we did. We practiced at night one night and in the mornings at 6 o'clock to try to stay out of the heat, keep their legs. That was my main concern. One, I wanted to get good practices. And 4 o'clock this afternoon, we had never gotten a good practice in. And I wanted to save their legs a little bit. So practicing in a little bit cooler weather will save their legs for Saturday. So I'm hoping that, you know, change in the practice schedule will help us out when the time comes.
Is that like a normal thing you've had to deal with like weather changing how your practice
sometimes usually
go?
It's rain. Usually like in the season, you know, rain's coming in the afternoon. So maybe we can sneak a practice in the morning or something like that. Sometimes you just have to go inside and do it. But with the heat, we really, in August at times we have that, but we really haven't had much during the season. But kids just adapt. You know, it's one thing you learn when you play and coach at Division II and Division III levels. Like, we don't have a big indoor facility we can take them into. We don't have the ability to adjust to a lot of different things. All we can do is adapt to what our circumstances are. So we tell the kids, hey, we're going 6 o'clock in the morning. They wake up at 5 and come down here and practice at 6 o'clock. And they know that's what we have to do here. And then, you know, we got to get them a little, you know, chocolate milk and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and stuff for when they get out of here. So at least they got something in them. But we got something good out of practice. And they know, you know, when I'm talking to them at the end of practice, they know they're shaking their head. It's getting hot at 8 o'clock and they're saying, boy, what's this going to be like at 4? So they're pretty glad to be practicing then.
Are there any like other things you want to talk about? Or is it just kind of like you're getting ready for the next game and you're just
getting so we came out of it reasonably healthy. Obi, our corner, has a back issue. He may likely not play this weekend, but that's really the only one that's not playing. We got a couple other, you know, bumps and bruises, but from a health standpoint, we're in pretty good shape that way. So that's one of the things you always worry about the first game too. I mean, you finally hit somebody else, you know, how you come out of that from a physical standpoint, and we came out okay.
Right, it's good. It's always good to hear not very many injuries or anything at all.
Yeah. Yep, good.
Coach. Now let's go to questions from our listeners that they've sent in. The first one for you is, how much college football do you watch on the weekends? as well as, it must be difficult because of all the travel for games when you go to away games, and how much time does that take up?
Yeah, so when I have time, I watch it. I love college football. I always learn stuff, you know. I was watching the LSU-Florida State game, what was that, Sunday night, I guess. And the first couple of plays LSU ran, I liked, so I'm writing them down and texting my son. And then later in the game, I watched some things that Florida State was doing, and I'm writing them down and texting him. And we always do that. We text each other. If he thinks I'm watching something, he'll text, hey, watch the Notre Dame game real quick right now, and then I'll jump over to the Notre Dame game. So it's fun to watch other teams and see what they're trying to do and see what they might be doing that we can fit. When we're traveling, that's hard. It's hard to get it. Now you can watch games on your phone on the way back. I don't do that because I can't watch a game on my phone. I know all the young guys, they're used to that. I just can't do it. So I will look up scores the whole time I'm going back, but I won't actually watch the game on my phone. But this weekend, because we had like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of college football, and Monday, we were able to watch a bunch of different games. I'll tell you what, I watched a great NFL Network thing last night. We had practice this morning, so I went to bed reasonably early, and I'm watching the Kansas City Chiefs. They did a documentary on the Chiefs, and the Chiefs explained the two touchdown passes they threw against the Eagles in depth, how they did it and everything. It was really a great show for a coach to watch. I'm sure if fans watched that, they would be like, wow, I can't believe that's what actually happened. It's all inside baseball, inside football, is what it was. So it was really fun from a coach's standpoint, watching and listening to how those guys approached that. So I do watch that kind of stuff all the time. Now my wife makes me watch, when we're together, she says, like, you know, enough football. Let's watch something else. So I do give in to her every once in a while, actually more often than not, but I try to watch as much college as I can.
And then that question was from Frederick from Maryland, it looks okay. Like. This next question is from Mike from Neptune, New Jersey. And he says, how does the day of travel affect the team?
You know what? It's like, it was an 8-hour trip. It was supposed to be a 5-hour trip. And of course, it's Labor Day weekend, you had traffic. So we kind of had thought it might be 6, but it was 8. There is no 8-hour trip that's fun. It's, you know, everybody's like, ugh, when you get done. We went right to this field and practiced, and then we went to the hotel and ate dinner. Then they were able to kind of relax. But even at that point, you're just, you know, the trip just beats you down. And then coming home took us, you know, close to 7 hours coming home. So you figure we leave 9 o'clock on a Friday morning and we get home, 11:15 on a Saturday night. So it's not fun. Yeah, it is what it is. This week's going to be a little bit challenging. So we have we're always Division II. You're working on budgets all the time. We ended up playing Bentley because of the COVID year. We missed a game at Bentley. So when we played the following year, we went up to Bentley and played them. So it threw off our overnights. So we only have a certain amount of overnights each year, but because we played Bentley in the wrong year, basically, we added Bentley as an extra overnight. Well, that hurt us this year. So we had to give up an overnight this year. And we're doing that this week against Slippery Rock. So even though it's a long drive, the fact that we're playing at 6 o'clock kind of gave us some time to not stay overnight. So we're going to make a long drive, and then we're going to, you know, eat a meal at Slippery Rock, kind of take about an hour to kind of get them off the bus and moving around and that kind of thing, eat dinner and then go over and play the game and then drive back. So we're going to be at 8:30, leaving at 8:30 and coming back at like 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning. That's going to be a long day. So Sunday will be a little tough for on them. But we don't do a whole lot on Sundays, just lift and watch film and everything. So then they have Monday off so they can get some downtime on Monday, and they're going to need it.
Well, that's good to hear. And then our last question for you is from Howard in Hatboro, PA. Which unit performed above your expectations last week?
I don't know if any unit actually performed above my expectations. So we ran a good 2-minute drill at the end to score. I'll tell you what, our field goal PAT, not above it. Sean Henry is somebody I can really count on. He's going to be on the show here a little bit later. He's a special teams player of the week. So he makes 2 field goals, 2 extra points, actually made a tackle on the kickoff. So that it wasn't above expectations because we're used to him doing that. And he did a good job kicking off. So he personally had a good game. But our special teams overall, I thought were kind of a mixed bag. Defensively, it was a mixed bag because we did some good things at times, but we gave up way too much. Third downs was bad. Then offensively, it was a mixed bag also. We did some good things at times, but there were times. And we didn't have the ball that often, but we just didn't really do much with the ball a couple times. So nobody played above expectations. So that means they have many games to play above expectations still to go. So that's the plan, play above expectations this week.
All right, well, that's it for the questions for you, Coach Swan. And next up, I think we're going to have some players come in.
I see a couple of them coming right now, so that's going to be good. Hey, if you have questions you want answered by either Coach Swan or the players, send them in each week to our email account, wcusportsinformation@gmail.com, and we'll ask the best ones on the show. Certainly not any tough ones. All right, we have Shane Mosley, who is our Defensive Player of the Week this week, playing his first game here at Westchester, and Shane transferred to us from Maryland. So first, Shane, why don't you kind of introduce yourself to our Westchester audience, give them a little bit of background, where you're from, and tell us a little bit about your family.
So my name is Shane Mosley. I grew up in Havertown, Pennsylvania, Delaware County. Went to Havertown High School. I have 2 brothers, both. I'm the youngest, actually. My oldest brother, he was kind of small, so he didn't really play football that much. My middle brother, Jordan, he's probably a really good athlete. He's probably 6'1". Went to Maryland too. He played for the Giants for a little bit and he got cut, and now he's in XFL. And for me, I went to Maryland for 3 years, transferred to Westchester. I don't currently live in Havertown anymore. I live in Chester County, but that's a little bit about me.
How about, so you have the 3 brothers, mom and dad?
Mom and dad, yes. Sir.
Okay, and you live with your mom and dad?
I live with my mom. My mom lives in Kennett, and my dad lives in Wilmington. So my dad mixes all the games. My mom isn't really that big of a football fan. She doesn't like us getting it too much. But dad mixes it out most of the time.
Was your dad there Saturday?
Yeah, dad was not there Saturday. He will be there this Saturday, though.
Did he watch it on?
Yeah, he watched it.
And
what?
Any criticisms?
He said I should have had a few picks, some more tackles. So
dad criticisms.
Yeah, dad.
Like
dad.
Dads normally are. Okay, so what's your major?
Economics and finance.
And that was what it was at Maryland also?
Maryland was economic, but they said I could get a little finance for just like 1 extra class, so I might as well take it.
Okay, so economics and finance, why? Is it in your family? Is it something that you...
So my mom works in business, and coming out of high school, I just played football and ran track, so I didn't really know too much. She was like, if you want to have a good, like, make a good amount of money, do economics. And I didn't know much about it. In my freshman year, I enrolled economics, got it, and I started liking it, so that's where I stuck with.
So how do you do in school?
I do good.
You over 3.0?
Yeah.
Right around it.
Right around there.
Yeah, but you hang in there. You do okay.
I'm good,
All right, so now, what brought you to Westchester?
Westchester. So I entered transfer portal. Actually, Westchester was actually my first visit when I was a freshman coming out of high school. So Coach Tony...
Yeah,
he knows my dad. He knows John Haynes, one of my best friends. I grew up with him. His dad also knows Coach Tony, so they vouched for him. My high school coach, Joe Gallagher, retired. He loves Westchester. Yeah, bringing a lot of Havertown kids, so he vouched for it. So 3 minutes away, good culture, good program, good school, good community, so best spot for me.
All right, so you don't have to make a big thing about this, but what's like the obvious big difference between Maryland and Westchester?
Probably the funding. It's probably the funding. It's the talent to some extent, but there's talent everywhere. But the money they have versus money D2 schools has is completely different.
So you got to
Yeah, make it shake.
Yeah, we gotta make do. We gotta make do. All right, and then what would you say is your favorite like class in school that you've taken so far?
At Westchester or just in general?
Just in general.
Favorite class I have taken so far in college. I have to be. I took a music class my freshman year.
Okay.
And all my friends were in it, so we had some fun in that class.
That's good. It's a fun class. All right. Now, how about you? Only been here for a short time, but which one of these guys on this team here would you say has? It's kind of like the biggest knucklehead.
Biggest knucklehead, like the funny guy.
Yeah.
Oh, funny guy. Oh, Juju. Yeah. Juju.
Yeah, well, Juju is definitely a knucklehead. There's no question about that. All right, favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show is The Office.
The Office. The Office. Oh, cool. Like Office. How about favorite music group?
Music like, it's going to be a shocker. I love Queen. I listen to Queen all the
time.
There
you go. So Queen, all right. Queen, my go-to. All right, favorite NFL team?
Eagles, yeah.
Yeah, you got to say the Eagles. Yeah. You hear that, Cooper? Yeah. All right, favorite movie?
Favorite movie, Rocky IV.
Rocky. I like that. I like that. All right, how about your best football memory? High school, grade school, or whatever. What's the one thing that you always remember?
My senior year in high school, I got hurt, so I didn't play my senior year mainly. And they made, like, the farthest run ever in high school history in the playoffs, and just seeing the emotion, seeing the joy on my teammates.
Even when you weren't playing?
Even when I wasn't playing.
You just felt it, though.
Because I know all the work they put in. I've been growing with those guys since I was first grade, second grade, so seeing all the work they put in, just because they beat Downingtown East, and that was like one of the biggest goals in the time, so
yeah.
It was a huge win for
I know
team.
Coach Gow was pretty excited about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was a huge win. Huge yeah. win for our program. Yeah.
All right, now, who would you say is your role models?
My dad and my brother.
Okay.
Damn, brother. Hardest workers I know. Especially Jordan, probably one of the hardest workers I know. Without him, I probably wouldn't play football or be where I am right now. He taught me basically everything I know.
All right, now, I mentioned this to you that – I think I mentioned this to you that the track coach asked me about you.
Yeah.
So you got any plans for that?
Yeah, if he – I'll definitely entertain running. I do want to run. I miss running. My high school coach said he's a good guy and he seems like a nice guy. So running would definitely be nice.
I mean, you only get one time through it all, so why not take a shot at it?
Yeah, I definitely.
All right, so relationship status.
As in what?
As in, are you in a relationship or not? Somebody's going to hear this, so you better make sure you say the right answer here.
I'm currently not in a relationship.
Okay. So you're saying you're single right now?
Yes, I'm single.
Right now. Oh, that was hard to say.
I'm single right now, yeah.
All right. Future plans.
Future plans. So, all things considered, I graduate this year. I have a few years left of football, so I might play that a few years left after that. Probably get a job. I do want to, at some point in my career and life, I do want to coach football again.
Yeah.
Come back, give back. But right now, I'm worried about graduating, playing the season now, and seeing where the future heads.
How do you think you fit in so far here?
I like the team. I know a lot of the guys growing up. So the culture here is kind of like culture was. The way people act here is the way they acted when I grew up. So all the lingo and stuff is the same.
Yeah.
The culture is really
Delaware
good.
County stuff.
Delaware County stuff, yeah. So it's nice.
So it's around. Easy fit.
Easy fit.
Yeah. Easy fit. All right, how about Slippery Rock? As you look at them, what are you thinking?
They're a really good team. Really good team. I think it's going to be a big test for us to show where we are. The one thing I'll say, their O-line looks really, really big compared to some teams will play.
Yeah.
Wired outs are very, very physical. Running backs definitely run the ball hard. Quarterback, he's a good quarterback. He's not really a scrambler, but he will run if he has to. And what I hear, they're the best team in PSAC basically every year. So we'll know a lot about the team after this week.
All right. Very good.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, pal. Good job.
Appreciate it.
Back now with Cooper Jordan, who's the Offensive Player of the Week, not only for the team this week, but also was the PSAC East Offensive Player of the Week. So congratulations on that, Coop.
Thank
good job.
Thanks, thank
all right, so I know you were on the show last year, but we're going to kind of bring everybody up to date with everything. Mm-hmm. So just kind of talk a little bit about your family and yourself and where you're at right now.
All right. So I live with my dad. I don't live with my mom right now. She's actually moving to Africa.
She is.
Yeah, she's moving at the start of December. And I have two older cousins.
Okay. Do they live with you?
Yeah.
They do.
Mm-hmm. I have two older brothers as well, but they don't live with me.
Okay.
And I have my little cousin, too. He just turned six. He lives with me, too. So
about four or five in the in the household?
Yep.
Okay. Did they come to the games?
Yeah.
Everybody, cousins and everybody?
Yep. My aunt, too.
Good.
Yep.
Okay, great. All right, so what's your major?
Major's finance right now.
Okay.
Probably going to look to get out of it. Math isn't really my strong suit in college, as I found out like last year. Wasn't really the best at it, but.
So if you were to get out of it, what do you think you would move to?
Definitely education.
Okay.
Probably coach.
Oh, football. That's a great idea. Yeah. You really have great knowledge of the game, so I think that would definitely come out as a coach.
Plus,
you have leadership skills, all those kind of things that people like as a coach. All right, so now we got some things to ask you about. So let's start with your favorite subject.
Favorite subject? I'd say probably science.
Okay.
In high school, science was.
Yeah,
it was always fun, like the and everything. Yep.
All right, now how about your favorite football team? And I'm worried about this answer right here.
Patriots.
You're a Patriots fan. Uh-oh. Yep. Big weekend this weekend. All right. Well, so what do you think? They got the quarterback of the future or no?
Nah, I don't really like Mac Jones. I thought we should have stuck with Bailey Zapp, but
they cut him, didn't they?
Yeah, they cut him, but
they brought him back.
Yeah.
They did. Uh-huh. And then this big Tom Brady weekend this weekend too, huh? Yep. A little embarrassing for the other quarterbacks when Tom Brady walks out there this weekend. That should be pretty interesting. All right, favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show, I'd say Full House.
Full House. Yeah. Nice. Okay. How about favorite movie?
Favorite movie? When the Game Stands Tall. De La Salle.
What is it? When the Game Stands Tall?
Game stands
nice,
tall.
I've heard of that. Good movie. Mm. How about your music?
Music. My favorite artist is Polo G. You might not know of him. He's a new generation type of guy. He's a hip hop.
You trying to say I'm too old? I think I probably am, but all right. Okay. Your best football moment that you've had up till this point?
My senior year of high school. So the high school that I came from is, Shanahan. It's sort of a new school. You know, we've only been in running for like 15 years, so we really don't have that much history to us. So we won our first state playoff game, and we went all the way. We made a huge state run, and we went to the Final Four, and we lost to a really good team that has a bunch of –
Did you lose in the Final Four or in the championship game?
The Final Four.
The Final Four. Yep.
They had a lot of top-notch guys.
Division I guys.
One kid just committed to Alabama.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, they have a lot of players over there, and we only lost by seven. We were up by halftime, and –
But you guys made a great run that year. We remember that for sure. All right. How about your relationship status?
I'm taken.
Oh, there you go. So how long you been in this relationship?
I started talking to her like towards the end of the school year, but we started dating like probably like 4 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
During the summer?
Yeah. Her name's Sophia.
Sophia. Uh-huh. There you go. Give her a shout out.
Yep.
There you go. All right. Now how about this summer, did you do anything in particular this summer?
Not really. I just focused on football a lot. I went to the beach just one time with my cousins. We tried to take like a little family trip, like just like with me and my cousins and some of my friends. That was the only thing I did. I only went there for a weekend. And
so mostly worked on football.
Yeah, just mostly on football.
Good. Good
season.
All right. So, what do you think your future plans are?
Definitely want to get into real estate.
Okay.
Because my aunt's in it. And she's doing really good in real estate. And I want to coach.
So real estate and coach.
Yep.
See, the nice thing about real estate is you just can make your own hours to a certain extent,
yep.
which you can maneuver the hours around to coach.
Yes, sir.
So that would mean you'd have to do really good in school too, probably, right?
Yeah.
So we need to keep working on that.
Yes, sir.
All right. So what do you think about Slippery Rock this weekend?
Like Shane said, I think they're a really good team. I think this is a challenge for us to see where we really are, and I really think we're a really, really good football team, and we can hang with the best. I just feel like we have to fix a couple of things from this past weekend.
Yep.
I think a little bit of it was first game nerves, but I really think if we play up to our potential, then we'll be unstoppable this whole season.
Yeah, I think we have a good team. We just got to come together a little bit, and we need to play better. I mean, it wasn't a great first game for us, but we can definitely play better. Yeah. All right, so now from your standpoint, let's take Juju out of the mix. Who would you say is the class clown or knucklehead on our team?
Underrated.
Underrated, yeah.
I say Ethan Vargas.
Ethan, huh? Yeah, he's pretty friend. Funny. Yeah, he's funny. Yeah, he's got a big smile on his face all the time. Yeah, him and Deshaun, them two guys are, yeah, they're funny. They're funny. All right, pal. All right. Good job.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, now we're back with Sean Hamry, who was our special teams player of the week and doing our kicking and punting this year for us. And Sean had 2 field goals, 2 extra points, a couple of touchbacks.
Yep.
And?
A tackle.
And a tackle.
A tackle.
Is this your second one of your career? Or?
Yeah,
yes,
I had one against Edinburgh at home 2 years ago. And
it was a pretty physical hit or not a physical hit? We didn't put it on the highlight tape?
Nah, I'm fine with that too. I'd rather get a better one.
All right, so give us the update now about your family and everything. Remind everybody about your family.
Just my parents and my sister. My sister actually goes here.
Wasn't she part of the punt pants?
She was.
Contest
she was last
year.
Year, yeah. Yep. She's a sophomore now, so we see each other every now and then.
So do you keep an eye on her, like, you know, who's trying to date her and that kind of thing?
As far as I'm concerned, she's not really into the dating scene right now,
that's
which
good.
Is fine
that's
with
good.
Me.
Yeah, you're fine with that. She's too young for that, right?
I see her every now and then. And then I have the car at my place, so she has to walk down to my place if she wants to go
to
get
groceries.
The car.
Yeah.
So I got the advantage there. But yeah, family's doing well.
Good.
Parents are empty nesters back at home.
How about it?
I think they're moving out stereotypical Florida in probably like 6-7 years from now.
There you go.
So
Florida's nice, let me tell you.
Yeah,
I lived down there for a while.
Yeah, they have a condo in Clearwater, so I think they're going to move into there.
Yeah, my wife hates Florida, but I love Florida.
I don't like it during the summer.
So when your wife hates Florida, guess what? You don't go.
You can't go to Florida. Whatever
she
says goes.
You got it. Okay, so what's your major?
So I was originally physical therapy, and then I switched to health and phys ed.
Okay, so what's the plan with that?
So just to be a phys ed teacher, I'll be staying for my 5th year because – my credits got a little messed up when I transferred over, but just, I don't know where yet. I don't know, high school, middle school, elementary school. I'm still trying to figure that out. But
okay. But PE is what you're thinking of teaching.
Yeah.
Are you going to do any coaching with that?
I hope so.
Yeah.
You
should do some kicking stuff.
Yeah.
Like your guy from your high school.
Yep. Taylor.
Taylor Bertolet. Who does a bunch of kicking stuff now. You work with him, right?
Yeah. He uses that like a kind of like a side hustle when because he's still a free agent right now.
Is he a free agent?
Yeah, but that would be best case scenario if I could do it for like a high school team because a lot of high schools don't have a kicking coach.
Absolutely. So you want to do it for like a high school region.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of have your own camp during the summer and then work with one particular team during the year.
Yep. That or soccer. One of the two. Hey,
no soccer. No,
you know where I came from.
Yeah, I know. We're not going back. All right, here we go. Favorite class you've taken either in college or in high school?
So we have some interesting ones in our major.
Okay.
Because we have to teach, like at some point we have to teach dance. So we have a dance and gymnastics class.
Okay.
So we're where the gymnasts do all their tumbling and whatnot.
Oh, really?
Doing dances.
Yeah.
So that might have to be the most fun.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know it's a college class.
Did you have to dance in that class?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yep. We have to come up with a routine and everything.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. That's
so
going to be interesting.
I guess that's my
favorite.
Do we
get that put on film for us?
I hope not.
For the highlight reel?
I hope not.
I think we're going to have to get
it's probably
that.
Probably not much to see.
All right. Favorite football team?
Birds.
Birds, for sure.
That's obvious. That Coop better watch what he's saying around here.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, no New England around here.
Yeah.
How about the Phils? Say your favorite baseball team?
Without a doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need last October to happen again October.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a thrill.
Absolutely. All right, TV show.
I'll go Life Below Zero.
Life Below Zero.
Yeah,
right, tell
I don't
me
know
about
if you've
it.
Heard of that. It's about there's like 6 different people that live up in Alaska.
So it's in Alaska.
Yeah, and they're like all off-grid, and it's kind of just documenting
they're
how they live.
Off-grid?
Yeah, like completely off-grid.
Yeah. Wow.
I hope to at some point later in life get to that point, but we'll see.
You don't want to do that.
I'm intrigued by it.
That's not. No. How about a movie?
Movie? I was trying to think about this when I heard you ask Coop. I don't have a favorite movie, but I'd say anything with Tom Hanks.
Okay.
He's my favorite actor for sure.
So which is the favorite one of Tom Hanks's movies?
Well, that would be my favorite movie then. Yeah. I don't know.
You don't know.
I mean, Forrest Gump's a classic. Castaway's a classic.
Castaway, yep.
Mm-hmm. So maybe one of those two.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Do you ever hear of the show Bosom Buddies?
No.
That was his original TV show.
Okay.
You got to watch it someday.
All right. Maybe that'll be my new favorite TV show.
It may make you not like Tom Hanks after you watch that, actually. All right. Best football moment. You've had some big kicks in your career for sure.
Yeah. High school as well?
Both. Yep.
I'd say my senior year. So we had never been a like historically amazing football team. Mm-hmm. We were always like first or second playoff round. And second round of playoffs, we were at Shippensburg High School, who were like 11-0, like 2,000-yard receivers. So we were the underdogs. And with like, I think there was like 4 minutes left in the game, but I ended up hitting like a 30-something-yard field goal to win the game 16-14. But I ended up having 10 out of the 16 points.
Yeah.
So that's – and I got the game ball.
So biggest game of the year, you have a great game. That's always something rewarding and something you remember forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of things that you get in football careers.
Yeah, Taylor Bertolette was the only kicker at Exeter who had ever gotten a game ball before that.
That's pretty cool.
And then I got it. So,
nice. Yeah, very nice. Nice. Okay. All right, how about the relationship status?
Currently single.
Currently single.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that means you moved from something to single?
I may have.
You may have.
Maybe.
So how about this summer? What'd you do?
I started out landscaping, which I always do, and then I worked at a summer camp. Because I wanted something for my career.
Yeah.
So wanted to work with kids. They were ages 5 to 13.
So you're just doing like all different sports and...
Yeah, as a sports camp.
That kind of stuff and everything.
Yep. And
any
then,
canoeing or anything like that?
I was going to say the last week of the summer, I always take off of work. And then my buddy has a cabin up in PA with no service. So that's kind of why I have that.
The Alaska idea.
Yeah. So we were up there for a week just hiking around. And he has a little pond on the property. We're by the pond, so...
All right, so the kickers are different than every other human being.
We are our own specimen.
Yes, you are. So of your group, who's the knucklehead?
Oh, Chris.
By far.
No doubt.
There's no question
No
about
doubt.
It.
I think even if you asked me generalize the whole team, I'd probably still pick Chris.
Yeah. It's just that Chris, he's definitely a little different.
He's definitely a creature.
He has that. He's got a kicker mentality for sure.
I love it.
Yeah.
And he holds well, so that's all I care about.
All right, so how do you think right now, going into the Rock game, where do you think the team is at right now?
I think every team across all divisions always has their first game as the shakiest game. So I think that overall we probably got everything out that we needed to get out. Still pulled out the win. That second half shows you how we're able to rebound. So I think if we go into the game with the mentality of winning the game and doing our job, which is the reason why we picked that quote, there's no reason we shouldn't win. Like, they're a good team, like everybody said, but so are we. So
I agree.
Best man win.
All right, pal.
Yeah.
All right. Good job, Sean.
Thank you very much.
Sleepy Rock's coming up. What are your thoughts on it?
You know, always a good football team, especially maybe the last 10 years have been really, really good football team, playoff team on a regular basis. I think they've won the West maybe 5 out of 7 years or something like that. They do use a transfer portal. They use transfers more often than not, even before the transfer portal. So you always see like a new quarterback, which they have right now, the new transfer. They have a transfer running back. They usually get a transfer linebacker, a transfer DB, a transfer wide receiver. So like one or two guys at each talent position, they usually bring in somebody, a Division I AA or Division I transfer. And that kind of helps keep them at that level. Their MO is big offensive line where they like to mix the run and pass. Now, a couple of years ago, they had a really good player who was up for the Harlan Hill, and he could run with the football too, a quarterback. So depending on their quarterback style of play, this kid's probably a little more thrower than runner. So, so the running back will be the key guy in the run game. They've got a couple of good receivers though. So they're going to throw the ball, and then defensively, you always see them. They run. They come after you. They like to play some man-to-man defense, so hopefully we can take some advantage of that. And so some years we're able to, you know, go to toe-to-toe with them when our talent level is that at their level, and then we can beat them in some of the areas that we're good at. which is where I feel like we are right now. We have some talent level that I think we can really compete with them now. But this will be a good test for us because they're a playoff caliber team. So not that it's going to measure where we are going to end up, but it will kind of measure where we are and what we have to keep doing to get better and what we need to keep working on. Because that's where we want to be. We want to be in the playoffs at the end of the year. So we want to play a playoff caliber team and kind of get a little test.
All right. Well, it sounds good then. Hopefully it's not too hard of a test then.
It'll be a hard test. But we'll be there at the end. So that'll be the big thing for us.
Before I ask you, though, about what you think is going to be with the Eagles game, how that's going to go, do you do fantasy at all?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Is there any reason why, or you've just like not done it before?
I don't have really enough time to kind of follow it enough. And but I will tell you, I have a really good story about that. My daughter, who is an Eagles fan, and my son-in-law, her husband, who is a Jets fan. So during COVID, they were moving up to our area, so they were living with us. And the Eagles were playing the Jets. And I'm watching the Eagles versus the Jets with an Eagles fan and a Jets fan. And the two of them are on their phone the entire game, looking at their teams and what they're doing on their team. The Eagles-Jets game is right here. They're not even looking at it. They're both Eagles and Jets fans. You'd figure they have a rivalry. But the whole game, they just simply watched their phones to see how their teams were doing. So that kind of woke me up to what fantasy football is all about. Sitting right there in front of the TV, but watching their phones. So
how do you think the Eagles are going to do with their upcoming
week? The Eagles are a good team. You know, I think when they lose, it's going to be like a shocker or an injury that occurs to Hurts that maybe knocks them backwards for a little bit. They're going to have a bad week here or there. But they're not having a bad week in the first week. They're going to go take it to the Patriots, I think. Now, the one thing is Belichick's such a good game plan guy with enough time. He's had a lot of time to work on the Eagles. So they may slow him down for a little bit. But I just feel like this is a team of destiny to a certain extent. They got to stay healthy like everybody does. They're going to come out with a win. I think it'll be a good win. They're going to have that one goofy game throughout the season, but they're going to have a lot of really good ones.
You're going to have any specific score you're going to guess they're going to have?
All right, so let's go with a 31, I'll say 17.
All right. I like that number. All right, well, anything else you want to say?
Good first week.
Yeah,
the kids are great. The everybody who listens in will find out that the kids who come on the show are really good kids, and they got a nice story to tell. So each week, you know, listen in and you'll hear good stories from the kids.
Well, thank you guys for listening in. Don't forget to email us questions if you have them.
Yeah, definitely. We may ask them.
Thank you.